Sarab welcomes the judgment. We are very happy that the court has sided with public interest and with the Nigerian citizens in this instance. When we filed the suit in 2020, we had expected this outcome, even though it took 3 years before getting to this point in the judgment. The spirit and the letters of the judgment reflects the public interest, reflects the prayers that the Sarab had put before the court, and it reflects the will and the wishes of Nigerian people concerning the subject matter of Abacha Lute.
So why are you interested in knowing how much the government collected?
Of course, these funds belong to the Nigerian people. It is quite disturbing. And of course, it's a negative thing that the former dictator, General Sani Abacha, was able to steal these funds away from Nigeria. And lots of it are yet to be recovered, by the way. And so when these funds, when the news made the rounds and it was in the public domain that some of these funds have been repatriated, naturally, every Nigerian was interested at that time and is still interested at this time to know how much of the funds have come in and particularly how those funds have been used. And this is within the context of knowing that these are public funds that shouldn't have left Nigeria in the first place. And now that they have been repatriated back, Nigerians deserve to know how those funds have been used, knowing fully well that these funds should be used in the interest and for the benefit of Nigerians who have been deprived of the use of these funds.
So what do you make of the Ministry of Finance telling the court that it had no record of how much money was collected?
It was the Attorney General's office as a second respondent that responded to the letter when the suit had already been filed in court. That is, the FOI request had already become a subject matter of litigation, stating that he really did not have enough details about the Abacha Lute. Of course, this could not be true. And at all, this depicted lack of transparency and accountability in the management of public funds. The Attorney General's office, naturally, by reason of its constitutional function and statutory duties, should be in the know, having played a significant part in the negotiations about the repatriations and the use of the various funds that come in by way of Abacha Lute. And so we were surprised that that was the case. And we're very happy that the court could see through that rather a shallow defense and ended up giving judgment.
I think the Attorney General says that he does not understand what is your standing. What is your standing for bringing the suit?
Sarab was and is still acting in the public interest. Our aim is to promote and defend the socioeconomic rights of Nigerians as the constitutional rights and the various treaties and conventions and international obligations that Nigeria has ratified. And that also embodies the spirit of transparency and accountability, knowing fully well that these funds that have been repatriated to Nigerians should be used for the benefits and the interests of Nigerians. And that benefit starts from knowing exactly how much has come in and the specific projects that these funds have been used for and the extent of the such projects. That is the main purpose behind the suit. And naturally, if the government had responded to the Freedom of Information request and had provided this information, which naturally the law mandated to provide proactively with the matter, should not have been in court in the first place. And we're happy that this judgment had come at this time.
This is the $5 billion you're talking about. I mean, would you like for this money to be made available to the public, or you just want to know how the government spend it?
Of course, the funds should be used for the welfare and interest of Nigerians. These are public funds that shouldn't have left Nigeria in the first place. They were unlawfully stolen by the late dictator. And now that the opportunity has come to have them back in Nigeria, they should necessarily, and that is what the law, that's the intention of the law, should be used for the interest of Nigerians. And it's very important that those funds are tracked to ensure that they do not end up in private pockets as it did in the first place. And that is why government must disclose the exact amount that has come in. Because really, we cannot leave this to conjecture. Nigerians deserve to know how much has come in, how those funds have been spent, and perhaps for those that are yet to be spent, how they intend to be spent. But most importantly, those funds must be spent in the public interest and for the welfare of Nigerian citizens who are the victims of this theft in the first place.
So what is your next step now that you won this court victory? What's your next step?
We've written to the president, that is the new president, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, asking him, conveying the directive of the court for this judgment to be obeyed within 7 days. And it is our hope that the government will obey the judgment of court, and we always have resorts to other legal mechanisms if this judgment is not obeyed promptly.